We're told that in her keynote lecture for a conference on the muse and the market in 2015, Amanata Forna mounted a powerful advocacy for the political novel, challenging the assumption that politics undermines literary aesthetic. A political novel can fail as a work of art as much as any other novel, she argued, but the fact that it is political does not sentence it to failure. Her own approach to fiction is something like painter Paul Klee's approach to his art, where Klee talked of taking a line for a walk. She says, "When I write a novel, it is like taking a thought for a walk." In Happiness, Forna's fourth novel, the thought up for consideration is that in the West, many people's lives are so sheltered they have become terrified of suffering, pathologizing even ordinary loss or grief as trauma. Perhaps this desire for safety, she speculates, has also led to fear of incomers, a fear expressed in blindness to the many migrants at work across the city, or in anxiety when confronted with wild creatures in urban territory with the sudden opalescent eye shine of an animal in the road. These fears are scrutinized and countered in the novel Happiness by Attila, a debonair Ghanaian psychiatrist visiting London for a conference on PTSD, and Jean, an American wildlife biologist in the capital to study urban foxes. They are both adapting to life after recent losses. The two collide on Waterloo Bridge one winter evening and then again in a nearby underpass when they intervene to stop a white beggar from being attacked. These collisions are followed by many more, to the point where London, the novel's third major character, is depicted as a place that continually puts one kind of person or animal in the path of another. A Bosnian street performer opens the door for a fox meandering through the National Theater. A Sierra Leonean traffic warden notices a boy loitering alone by the Thames. And a flock of parakeets makes a home in Nunhead Cemetery, aggravating the local council but delighting the joggers and dog walkers. Not all encounters are welcome or convivial. One frightened woman crosses the road to avoid coming face to face with a recently bereaved acquaintance. Against such antipathy, Forna proposes that rather than fencing off our lives in fantasy, the best hope for survival, and indeed for happiness, is to cultivate a sense of something that goes beyond ourselves. That from a review of the novel Happiness by Aminata Forna, the review by Kate Webb in The Spectator, April 2018. Acclaimed author Aminata Forna will read from a selection of her works on Tuesday, March 5th, that's tomorrow evening at 7:30, in Weber Chapel Auditorium on the campus of Susquehanna University in Sealands Grove as part of the CV Reading series there. We had a chance to speak by phone with Glenn Retief, Associate Professor of English and Creative Writing and Director of the Writers Institute at Susquehanna, about Aminata Forna and creative writing at the university.
The Writers Institute was founded in 1997. We're at Susquehanna University in Sealands Grove, Pennsylvania, which your listeners probably know where we are. We're near Bucknell, south of Bucknell, north of Harrisburg. And we're a creative writing program. We have about 158 majors. So we help young people become better writers and fulfill their dreams of success in the writing world or in writing-related occupations. We're a very vibrant literary community. We have lots of magazines. We have four big magazines and then lots of smaller ones, a fiction poetry one, nonfiction one, travel writing, horror and sci-fi. And then one of the biggest things we do is we have the CV Reading series every year, which brings around six authors, agents, editors to the Susquehanna Valley, to Susquehanna University campus, to do readings, to share their work, to answer questions, to share their wisdom with our students, act as mentors to our students, and then to just talk to the community at large.
And we're on the brink of another acclaimed author coming to the campus, and I'd love it if you'd introduce us to her.
Sure. Our next author is Amina de Forna. She's a Scottish and Sierra Leonean writer. Her first big book that was a hit was a memoir called The Devil That Danced on the Water. Aminata has an extraordinary story, and that's the story she told in her first book. She is the daughter of Mohamed Forna, who was one of the first ministers of finance of the independent Sierra Leone when Sierra Leone became independent from Britain. And her father took a stand against the dictatorship that was arising in Sierra Leone in the 1970s. He became very famous in that country. He wrote an open letter to the newspapers resigning from the democratically elected government because it was turning into a dictatorship. And Aminata Forna's memoir starts with a memory of childhood, of an injured man coming to their house, and then the next day the security police coming and taking him away with them, and then she never saw him again. He was tried on trumped-up charges. He's one of the most celebrated figures of Sierra Leonean history. He was an Amnesty International prisoner of conscience. And then he was hung for treason in 1976, completely fake story. And Aminata Forna's first book is her memories of all of this, what it was like to have a father who was, you know, a national hero and also a martyr, and then having to flee the country because of the danger. And then she went back many years later after the Sierra Leonean Civil War to investigate her own father's trial. And she interviewed all of the fake witnesses. And I find this book just so beautiful because she's so compassionate and thoughtful towards all of these people who lied, you know, and took her father away from her with their lies. And she's so compassionate about the circumstances that they were facing in that dictatorship. So it's a book of Sierra Leonean history. Aminata has just gone on from there to write celebrated book after celebrated book. She won the Wyndham Campbell Literature Prize, which is $150,000, no strings attached. It's one of the world's biggest literature prizes. She won that in 2014. She was a finalist for the Neustadt International Prize for Literature in 2015. That's the second biggest prize for a lifelong body of work after the Nobel Prize for Literature. So that's how high-powered she is. I can tell you more, but I'll say that she's a hotshot, and she's going to be in town Tuesday on March 5th.
Undoubtedly, you have a wonderful mix of students, international students, students from our area, some students who have home countries where such extreme political conditions maybe still exist or did exist in the past. And you write from an experience, Glenn, yourself, your own work, of these extreme situations, the apartheid situation that you experienced. And for the mix of young students and people who may not have experienced such extremity, to learn how to write from that without being in rage. As you said, she's such a lovely writer about it. How do you make those choices in telling the story so it's compelling on not just a vengeful level, but helping us all to be compassionate about each other? So those are some of the things that can come out of a visit like this, right?
Absolutely. You know, and some of it is just her technical gift. Some of this is her understanding of different genres that she writes in fiction as well as nonfiction. Some of it is just her research, which is always impressive no matter what book she writes. And then exactly as you say, you know, she wrote another novel about Sierra Leone after her memoir about Sierra Leone. She wrote a novel set in the aftermath of the Yugoslav Civil War, which also won accolades for its sensitivity, its respect for character, its valuing of human love and the small intimacies between individuals after something like a war like that. You know, in her latest book, Happiness is not set in a war. I think one reason that Aminata and I get along so well is because of some shared experiences. I grew up in South Africa. She grew up in Sierra Leone and in London. And Happiness is set in London, and it deals with fox hunting. But again, it's about finding the gentleness in existence, finding the meaning, you know. And that's another book that's been winning accolades for being so sensitively observed.
Again, it reminds us, Glenn, in what you're doing with your young writers at the Institute and at Susquehanna, and then bringing writers like Aminata in for us all to benefit from just being in her presence and hearing her talk and hearing her read, the power of literature today and how much we need literature to help us in this complex world in which we live.
I think of literature as a way to gain wisdom without having to yourself experience the pain and the trauma, the loss and the joy that life consists of. And I think we need that in these times more than ever. We need wisdom. You know, that there's never been a time in history when we haven't needed that. But we certainly need wisdom and compassion today. You know, we need to be able to understand each other. We live in very polarized times, and literature can help us do that.
Now, Glenn, tell us where she'll be speaking and reading and how we can attend.
She will be at Weber Chapel at Susquehanna University. She'll be reading at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th. And this event is free and open to the public. You know, and we would just welcome your listeners. Aminata loves answering questions and interacting with audiences. She's also very funny. You know, I realize that I've been talking about her as a trauma survivor and talking about the kind of serious side of her writing. But she had us in stitches when she came and visited last time, and she read from her new novel, Happiness. So I think it'll be a good time as well as a wonderful education.
And may I suggest that there may be people in Scranton who aren't going to be able to join you on Tuesday night at 7:30 just because they have to work early the next morning. But you do something wonderful with a live stream, don't you?
Yes, we do. And they can go to our Facebook page and follow the reading there. The Facebook page is Susquehanna University Writers Institute. If they just type that into Facebook, it'll take them to there. And at 7:30 on Tuesday evening, they'll be able to watch that live on our website. It's courtesy of Facebook.
Dr. Glenn Retief, Associate Professor of English and Creative Writing and Director of the Writers Institute at Susquehanna University in Selins Grove. Acclaimed author Aminata Forna will read from a selection of her works tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Weber Chapel Auditorium at Susquehanna as part of the CV Reading Series there. The event is free and open to the public, and if you're not able to get there, you can watch the live stream on the website susqu.edu. Aminata Forna is Lannan Visiting Chair of Poetics at Georgetown University and Professor of Creative Writing at Bath Spa University. And she is author of one memoir, The Devil That Danced on the Water, four novels, Ancestor Stones, The Memory of Love, The Hired Man, and Happiness. Her essays have been featured in The Guardian, The New York Review of Books, Vogue, and many other publications. She has also written stories for BBC Radio and has written and presented television documentaries, including The Lost Libraries of Timbuktu on BBC Television. It's Aminata Forna, Tuesday, March 5th, tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Weber Chapel Auditorium on the campus of Susquehanna University in Selins Grove. Admission is free and you are invited to attend. And if you can't get there, you can watch the live stream on the Facebook page of Susquehanna University. For all that information on the web, susqu.edu, susqu.edu/visitingwriters.